Hello, welcome to the Midweek Gutter. I've got Neil and I've got Jacko. It's a tight-knit room. It's a tight-knit crew. Actually, I'm miles away from there. I'm there in a room. I'm far, far away. I'm in Portugal. You know that. Okay, right. I was going to start with a quote from Romeo and Juliet to allude to the fact that we're trying to sign Romeo Lavia. It wasn't going to work. But anyway, the breaking news this morning, I've got to go straight to that. I'm getting updates on my phone while I'm doing this. It's very distracting. Hang on. I'm going to just read an update, actually. No, I'm not going to read an update. Look, the news breaking from David Ornstein and James Pearce this morning is that Liverpool are preparing to up their £37 million bid, which went in yesterday. It was a £37 million bid, apparently including add-ons. So Liverpool are prepared to increase it. And David Ornstein says that a deal is looking very, very likely now, which is enormously exciting. It'd be very good for Liverpool to get a third transfer over the line. Intriguingly, Romeo played for his current club, Southampton, last night. For 45 minutes, he started their friend against Bournemouth and played within himself, I think it's fair to say, most independent commentators said. Asked after the game, Southampton coach Russell Martin said, when asked about Lavia and being in talks for him, he said, he has a lot going on in his head. Not easy for a young player to handle the noise, but he's handled it all well. Wow, Neil. Looks like we're at the vinegar strokes phase of this deal, to use an old-fashioned phrase.
A very old-fashioned phrase. Yes, I think this is... it looks like that's going to get sorted to me in the next 48 hours. I think Liverpool have decided... The thing that, and I'm fine with this, by the way, there'll be some people who may find it a little bit frustrating, the process, but I think Liverpool have had this thing, I think this was something that they were looking to do if the Fabinho and Henderson moves hadn't have transpired. I think they were planning on doing this, or if one move had transpired for another midfielder, they were looking to do this to bring Lavia in. Then what's happened is the Fabinho and Henderson situations have been landed on them. And I think that's led them to go back to the drawing board a little bit, reassess their options, and they've decided that the initial plan was the right one with this footballer. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the fact that they took a breath for a week or so and had a little look and maybe seen what else is out there. I still don't think it's by any stretch of the imagination the end of Liverpool's business, both in terms of the fact that I think there may well still be one more midfielder, and I think that there may be at least one defender coming to Anfield. But I think that the idea that they had a little look, decided to reassess, and have decided, having looked at all the information that's out there around valuations, around quality of footballer, around where they currently are, around another week's training, if we're all honest about it, that they've ended up saying, this is the one that we still want. This still feels like the right approach.